Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is April Harkness, and she came in first in our VT5 12-week midterm contest, I guess we'll call it. Go over to venusindex.com if you're listening on YouTube, listening on iTunes, and check out her pictures. We were just talking about your pictures and the spray tanning you had to do to get those, and your pictures were great, and you actually didn't think you had as good of a butt as it showed up in your pictures. So I don't know if that's an awkward place to start, but talk about that, like what you thought when you saw your pictures versus what you thought you actually looked like.
Okay, well, like I've always had, from the past. Can I bring up some things that were said to me before about my butt?
You can say anything you want.
I've been told before, because I'm half Asian, people have said, and I've had people say, oh, you got a flat butt, or Asian girls have a flat butt. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they just look at my face. And sometimes I don't even think they're looking at the rest of my body, and they're like, oh, you know, you're never going to have a good butt, right? And so I figured, okay, yeah, I guess I'll never have a good butt. And that's actually one of the, I'm really self-conscious about that, even more so than some women are about their abs, I'm about my butt. Mm. I was always like, every time I see a back shot, I'm like, oh my God, I hate this. I hate this angle. I hate getting back shot, but I knew I had to get it done. That was the shot that the picture, out of all the pictures, I hated that one the most. I was like, oh, my butt's so ugly. It's so flat. But then, you know, I'm looking at it more like, you know what?
You mean the one on the beach?
Like, yeah.
You actually didn't like the event of having to take it, or you when you saw it, you didn't like it?
I guess both. Having to know that, like, the photographer wanted to take a picture of my butt. She was like, your butt's nice. I'm like, yeah, right. You're just saying that because I'm paying you, right? And when I looked at, yeah.
So do you see it now? I mean, it's a great pic, and you got a great butt. Do you think it's a psychological thing? You're just having a hard time actually seeing what's there?
I guess, yeah. Because I've had people tell me that my butt's, you know, flat. But maybe they're just jealous. Or like my sisters, when I started to like lose the weight, mm-hmm. my sister was like, oh, your butt's flat. And I think she was just getting jealous that I was losing the weight. Mm-hmm. And maybe I had a little bit more fat on my butt in the before picture, but it wasn't like nice and rounded like it is in the second picture. And so I was picking that stuff up from her, telling me that, you know, I wasn't going to have a butt anymore, and like, oh my gosh, my butt's just still flat. And growing up, people telling me that my butt was it destined to be great. So I always internalized it, but I'm looking at those pictures, and I'm like, what? I like that butt. I like it.
Yeah, you should.
And, yeah, I'm grateful for all those curtsy lunges and step-ups that I would, you know, what would accompany those curtsy lunges and step-ups would be swear words that I won't say on the podcast.
Yeah, we have a G rating, so yeah, you can't, you're not really supposed to swear on this.
Yep, but just know that that's what accompanied those. But they work. They definitely work for the butt. I remember there would be times when I would, like the next day, I would have DOMS in my butt. Like, I never had that before. I'm like, oh my God, what is that? Yeah.
Really? So have you? So you just didn't like the way you used to train? Didn't activate
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I didn't really activate it. I mean, I thought, oh, you know, let me do these squats, you know, and no, I wasn't activating it like I thought I was doing.
Okay? So do you now actively try to think from that muscle and try to force it to activate?
Definitely. Yeah. When I decided to get really serious, especially with this contest, and I used to be that kind of person, I'd go in there, I'd lift really heavy and. I wouldn't think. You ever see those people in the gym, they're just throwing up weights? Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to say that. I was one of those people. Mm-hmm. Let me do these squats in like 2 seconds and like get out of here. But no, this time I would like talk to my muscles and, you know, I would like time myself going, you know, lifting the weights and going up. And I sometimes the workout would be just a little bit more than an hour, but I wanted to be sure that I really, really concentrated on the muscles that were working. And that really made a difference.
Yeah, it's different, eh? It's like a complete different experience from just moving weight around. I mean, because your body will activate whatever muscles mm-hmm. it finds are the most efficient to move weight mm-hmm. through space. So to do a squat and just get from top to bottom back to the top, You can do that in multiple different muscular patterns, for lack of a better way of saying it. But for you to choose which muscles are going to be most active, that's you have to actually put your mind there and make it happen. Otherwise, your body will just default into what's most efficient. And if what's most efficient is very minimal glute activation, then you just won't get, they just won't work.
Yeah, and now I'm like, I can activate a lot more better than I did in the past. And I'm always so glad whenever I feel like that pain in my butt, because I never did have, I never did have that pain before. But now I do.
Yeah, and that's your simplest, easiest piece of feedback to tell you that you've been working that muscle.
Like today I have
Yeah.
it.
So what'd you
And
do?
even though I did phase two, only at first I was like, oh, there's not that many, leg exercises in this one. I said, what workout did I do? I guess there was a lot. I'm on week four, phase two. And I think there were step ups, and maybe there was a, I can't remember what the other one was. Actually, it was a lot of leg work, but I guess surrounded by all that arm work, I'm like, you know what? I'm not, maybe I should do some butt specialization another day, and then I still might do it. But today, I'm like, oh my God, I feel that my butt hurts, but in a good way.
Well, I mean, hey, that means it's still working. So just keep going. And again, you can make it work, right? That's the whole mind muscle connection. I don't know if I've talked to VI a lot about that. I talked to the guys a lot about it, but it's worth repeating, is the idea that you have to put your awareness, as weird as that sounds, in the muscle. Otherwise, this is not going to happen.
Yeah, it really does make a difference. When I first started like VI, my shoulders were like not sort of lagging. And when I started talking to them, like in 2 weeks, I started to see like the muscles start to like get bigger. I'm like, hey. I said, I'm talking. No, I know people know me in the gym. I like talk to myself. I think I'm crazy.
And is that just your sort of ritualistic way to get your mind into the muscle?
Yep. I'm like, okay, deltoids are gonna work, or come on, glutes, and I'm talking while I'm doing it. I'm like, yeah, I know I look a little weird when I do it, but you know what? It's working for me, so it's
Yeah.
okay.
You know what? I don't understand why people worry what they look like in the gym, because everyone in the gym is such a narcissist that they're mostly looking at themselves. Like, yeah, people glance around at each other, but in general, that's why the place is full of mirrors. Everyone's looking at themselves.
Yeah, I do, and I find this too. I used to not look at myself in the mirror, but when I look at myself in the mirror, I can activate my muscles more.
Oh,
Like even
there's.
if people that would
I don't know if you
hide
knew.
myself.
There's research on that, eh? Like, people do a better job activating muscles they can see versus muscles they can't see. That's why most people have a hard time activating hamstrings, glute, and their back muscles, because they can't watch them flex in the mirror. But if you could watch them flex and then link the feeling to the visual, then you're like, oh, right when I move it just like that, I can see the muscle ripple up, so I know that that's working. But you can do it with all the front muscles, right? But so it's actually, it's not just a vanity thing to look at yourself in the mirror while you're exercising. It actually helps you establish that mind muscle connection. It would be cool if you could videotape yourself from all angles while you're working out, so you could know exactly what it feels like when you see it.
That's a good idea, actually.
It'd be a little difficult, but it would be like to really get that mind muscle connection, technically you'd want to be working out with as little clothes as possible and a 360 view of yourself.
And actually, when I've been in the when I'm in the gym, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror, it like I do my exercise a lot more correctly, and I notice like other people at the gyms are not looking at themselves, and they're not really lifting like properly. I like even though like I can feel myself now if I don't have a mirror, I can do it. But I can feel my muscles fire more when I'm seeing myself.
Yeah, oh yeah. And it's yeah. I mean, and your point about the other people in the gym, I'd say only 20, 30% of people in the gym even know what they're doing. The rest of them are just going through the motions. So, okay, well then let's how did you arrive at VI in the first place?
Okay, can I mention another blog that
Anything you
I
want.
found you guys through? Okay, so hi, Fun Venus. I actually saw Adonis mentioned through Fitness Black Book, and I'm pretty sure you guys haven't even done Venus yet. And it's like, well, that's cool, guys have like their own like workout for their shape, and that sucks that there's nothing for women. But I know I got on your guys' mailing list through Adonis, and eventually when Venus came out, I kept with your put them in the list. I eventually purchased it. But yeah, that's how I found you guys out through Fitness Black Book, because I was originally searching for a way to get to a good shape.
Oh, so you already had the idea of shape in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Okay, so talk. What made you think of that?
Okay, gosh. Oh, I could keep you on all day. Okay. So, can I tell you a little bit about my background?
Yeah, shape.
Okay. And being the vain exerciser I am today about shape. So, a long time ago, everybody knows this on the forum, I was voted ugliest girl in high school.
Who does this sort of stuff?
You know, it's like Pretty in Pink. I was like Molly Ringwald, except I didn't have a cool ducky friend or like, you know, an Andrew McCarthy character to take me out. So I remember I was voted ugliest girl in school. And that made me like really upset and really made me focus on my looks. Mm. And I was always like, at the time I was bad at sports, bad at volleyball, bad at basketball. I was actually really bad at team sports. I was already like, you know, I felt like I was a loser in gym class. I hated athletics, at that time. Mm-hmm. And, I just was like, so upset about the, winning ugliest girl. And then I vowed that I was going to, get better, at sports. I just had to find something that I was good at. Mm-hmm. And, I vowed that I was never going to be the ugliest girl again. I would show those people in high school. I would show them. Eventually, I would show them. Right. Mm. So, anyways, I joined the Army, right out of high school, and I thought it was a little bit crazy. Why did I join the Army since I sucked so much at sports? Right, because it's very physical, and it was really physical. Mm-hmm. But I actually found out that I was actually really good at running. I finally found something I was good at. I was usually one of the first two girls that would finish. And I also found out that I could do crazy things. Like, I was actually able to, like, do 75 push-ups without stopping. Of course, I should tell you that I was probably a pretty bad... I wasn't listening to my drill sergeant all the time. The sleep dropped me all the time. So I actually got really strong when I was in the Army. But... And then I got out of the Army, and I started getting a little bit of weight because I was eating just like the boys without working out. Mm-hmm. But I always caught it out of hand. And once I settled into my new city of Chicago after I got out of the Army, I took part in lots of activities. So I always lost my weight quick, and I can eat a deep dish pizza and Italian beef, and I always lost the weight, and I kept really skinny. Mm-hmm. And I... rollerbladed to work, I bike, I did boot camp 5 days a week in my 20s. I ran 5Ks every weekend. I was a huge dancer, so I would do Lindy Hop and salsa dancing every night, right? So most of my 20s, my weight stayed off. And I was still looking in the mirror. I'm like, wow, you know what? I'm like 112 pounds and I still look skinny. I didn't have that shape I wanted. I didn't even know what to call it. I was actually searching for Venus shape without knowing what it was. Mm-hmm. So there I was. I was skinny. I didn't like the way I looked.
So having a light body weight didn't translate into a shape or look you wanted.
No, and I and I just didn't know how to get that shape. I was like, well, I'm doing all these activities. Why am I not getting that shape?
So were you not actively working out with weights at this point?
No, I was not. I was doing, you know, running mostly.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
I might throw in a couple push-ups, you know, from my Army days, but
right.
You know,
so you,
it didn't
matter. So obviously now you know what the answer is, but at the time you didn't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and eventually though, I got pregnant and I gained weight and I returned back to running, but running didn't have the same effect it did like before. You know, all I did was I got smaller. And I still sort of looked pudgy looking. Mm. I even gained weight when I trained for a full marathon.
Really?
And I think, I think it was because my appetite actually increased with that kind of training.
Oh, I'll bet. Like, how much running was that?
Well, oh, gosh. You know, well, you're doing a marathon, that's what, 26.2? But, you know, we would go out after the marathon. I wasn't connecting it to this. It was very social. After the marathon, we would go out and have pancake breakfast every training run.
Oh, wow.
Like,
So you're, like every time you trained?
Yeah, every time I trained. Let's go get pancakes. Oh, you know what? There's a at local bar, there's a burgers and beer. Let's go do that, you know? And like, well, I ran. I deserve it.
So stop right there. So tell me this. Is part of the running culture just the excuse to be able to go crush like massive food like that?
I seriously think so, because that's what I was, because I ran all this time, and I was a fast runner, too. Mm. So I'm like, but just because I was fast didn't mean I had the body I wanted.
Right.
And, you know, I was running, doing all this mileage. It didn't matter. My body still was not looking good. And I was like, well, you know, and I still didn't think about, I still wanted that body in my 20s, but I wasn't thinking about, because I was thinking, okay, back in my 20s, I was eating all this stuff, and I was doing all this exercising, but I never really thought about the eating part. It was like, oh, I gotta keep exercising.
So did you ever put it together that being like fit and being able to run like that far still didn't translate into, well, it didn't even translate into weight loss. Like it's sort of irrelevant how far you can run.
Yeah, well, I kept thinking I had to even, you know, I was pretty much like thinking I had to run farther than just, I had to train for marathon all the time. That's pretty much what I figured out. What happened is I was like, you know, I got sort of fed up. I'm like, you know what? I guess maybe I'm just, this is what happens. I have a baby, you know, I did a marathon. It really wasn't working out. I'm just not going to run another marathon. But then a friend talked me into doing a half marathon. Right? I'm like, man, I don't want to do this. I said, I gain weight training for a marathon.
Mm.
She goes, no, do a half marathon with me. And actually what happened is I did the half marathon, trained, so less training than the marathon, and I didn't. And I was like, oh, man, it's only a half marathon. I'm not going to burn as many calories. But what the half marathon did when I trained for it, it didn't make me eat. I wasn't as hungry.
Well, tell me this. Did you go for pancake dinner every time?
Nope, I did not.
Right, so you weren't part of that culture.
Nope. And I started to realize that, wait a minute, I'm actually running less, and my appetite's not increasing. And that's when I started to sort of, like, get the idea about, you know, compensatory eating with cardio, but I didn't really apply it across the board. I just was like, oh, that's just for the marathon, right? But I didn't lose weight with that half marathon, and I started, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm getting smaller, but I still don't like my look. So I got back down to like 112,
right.
Which was where my body seemed to like stay. But I was like, well, I just look thin, and I would have, to me, this is really offensive, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but people would tell me, like at the gym, I'd go, and I was cardio queen. I had one lady say, oh my gosh, you look just like a cute little China doll. I'm like, that's not
a compliment. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to look fragile. I mean, I was in the army, you know, I could do 75 pushups, but I still looked fragile. Mm-hmm. And it's personal to me too. I'm half Filipino, half Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of want people to like accept all of me, not just look at me and just see one part of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be just the fragile looking China doll. I mean, that's just, oh, that wasn't a compliment. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm running all this way and I'm looking strong. I look like I'm breakable. I'm not breakable.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what can I do? And I said, okay, I'll start doing more bodyweight stuff. But that still wasn't working. So what if I can do all these push-ups? And I even worked up to doing pull-ups. I still didn't have the body I wanted. So then what I did is I decided, okay, you know what, I'm going to get a personal trainer. Ha, ha, ha. That's what really messed me up. And this personal trainer, he was, he told me that, and I needed to drink, like, was it 3 protein shakes a day with my dinner?
Mm. With dinner?
Yeah. So he said, you drink a pre-workout shake and have your breakfast and have your post-workout shake and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't think any of this made sense, right? Because in the Army, I was working out hard, if not harder, when I was doing in the gym, and I only got 3 meals a day. It wasn't like my drill sergeant would say, okay, get up, here's your pre-workout shake, now let's do PT, then come back, here's another workout shake, now get your breakfast, now we're going to torture you a little bit, and here's your lunch, and here, and here's another snack. No, it was like 3 meals a day. If you're hungry, oh well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I didn't starve to death, but this personal trainer was telling me I was going to starve to death if I didn't, you know, drink these protein shakes with my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I walked in that gym 112, right?
Mm-hmm.
I walked out of that gym like 140.
Wow.
And it was not
Did
possible.
you ask for your money back?
I think I was like, you must not, there's something I was doing wrong. But there was also something that the trainer did too. And I didn't connect it to the shakes, right? You think I would have done that by now. He was totally anti-cardio. So he was like, you're just like training no cardio whatsoever, right? And I said, oh, you know what? It's because he's against cardio. If I keep eating the same way, but I add cardio in with my strength training, everything will be perfect, right? I never blamed my weight gain on the extra shakes and extra meals. So I got another trainer, and he was big on cardio. He was so big that I would vomit after a workout.
Jesus. This is this is just one extreme to another.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would do the strength training, and so I was getting stronger, but I was biking 16 miles a day. I was running maybe 5 to 10 miles a day, every day. And sure, my weight was coming down, and I got back to 115 pounds. I might even have got less. But 16 miles a day, running 10 miles a day, that's really not a good way to get to that weight. It shouldn't be excessive like that.
Oh, yeah, that's just far too much.
Yeah, and I was getting burnt out, and I was crying after my workouts. I even had one of the personal trainers told me, oh, you know what, you should, it was like really amateur. You should do I guess the local gym was putting on like this fitness show, and he goes, you should do the show and I'll help you. I'm like, oh, really? Haha, it got even worse. I got down to, I think, 109 pounds. I was really bad doing that competition. I looked at pictures and wow, I look really horrible. And I had even worse issues. So I went into that competition. I walked out of that competition maybe 109 pounds, and I walked out with a full-fledged eating disorder. I was a binger after that. And all I could do was over-exercise after I would, eat.
It was all of everything. Oh, run as far as you can, exercise as much as you can, eat as much as everything, just extreme.
Yeah, it was so, so horrible. Mm. What actually finally cured me of that was I actually got pregnant. And after I got pregnant, I'm like, I gotta take care of myself. And so I got pregnant with my second baby. And but I still was worried. I was still like, oh my gosh, I have to hurry up and lose this weight after the baby. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Right? So I had the baby. I was 160. So I implemented all the crappy stuff I had learned from those personal trainers, told me to eat 6 times a day and all that stuff. And over-exercise, and I went from 160 to 112 in 3 months.
Mm.
Yeah, and not in a good way. And then, and that was, 2010? 2011. So, when I was pregnant, I actually bought Venus. I finally bought Venus, and I kept it in on my laptop, filed away. I said, I'll get to it when I get to it.
During your second pregnancy?
Your second pregnancy. Yeah, I hadn't even read it yet. I think I read part of Eat Stop Eat, but I wasn't ready to acknowledge that it was calories yet.
Mm.
So eventually I lost the pounds, 212, and you know, I took a look at the Venus workout and actually did it, but I did it with a couple other workouts, so I wasn't really into the Venus thing yet. You know, I wasn't really to accept it. And after it was in December when because of this rapid weight loss I did, really unhealthy, and I still hadn't cured that binging that I was doing. I was binging on frosting, cans of frosting, peanut butter.
Oh, God.
Right? And I was still exercising really hard. And it got to the point where I was I can't do this anymore. I was so depressed. And I went back up to, I think, 100, from 112 to 135, maybe 3 weeks.
Oh, geez.
And then I stopped weighing myself. And I kept eating a lot.
Yeah.
And I probably went higher than that, but I wasn't going to weigh myself at all.
Right.
Not at all.
So at this point, you're just completely out of control.
Yeah. But I was still exercising really hard in the gym with different kinds of workouts. What's going to work? I'll do this workout, this workout, this workout. Something's got to work. Something's got to work. And I needed a plan, a set plan.
So have you read AGD?
I finally read it. I'm so glad I did.
So would you say you were? Would you say were you in the second phase, the in shape but out of control? Like other people would be like, "Oh, she's in shape," but internally, you had zero control over what was going on.
Yeah, especially when I was 112, people were like, "Oh, wow, she looks good." No, it's not good if I have to like 16 miles a day and
Right. So does
it's
that did the
not
control
good.
continuum resonate with you? The idea of being in shape but out of control?
Yeah, and I thought that's just, maybe this is how it has to be. And I was really, at this time I was so sick of cardio, and my strength training wasn't working, but it was because, you know what, I thought I was giving it my all, but other pieces of the puzzle weren't connecting. I think they all have to connect.
Yep.
Your eating has to be just spot on. And it doesn't mean I have to be strict, but my eating was definitely not in control. And I just did not know what to do. I eventually did end up, because a lot of my binging too had to do with some other issues I had. And I think it's important too. You have to be like, if there's any other internal issues you have, you should get that, see somebody for it. I actually, and I don't know if anyone else has mentioned this, but I actually went to see a therapist.
Oh yeah, it's important.
It really, really helped me and talked to me. And I was one of those people that I'm not getting the meds. And before I used to hear that, sometimes these meds might make you gain weight. Who the heck cared? Because I was gaining weight. I already had friends telling me, one of my friends is European. And, Europeans don't pull any punches, right? Some, like my sisters, they would say, "You look great." Yeah, right. Look at my before pictures. They do not look great. A friend at the gym, she's Russian. She was like, "You're getting fat, April."
Just tell you
I
like it is,
cried.
eh?
I was like, "You," and I was so mad. And then I looked at him, I was like, "Oh my God, she's right.
Yeah.
I'm getting fat." And I needed to have someone tell me that I'm getting fat. And she goes, "You looked a lot better before." And of course, yeah, I did, but I didn't want to go back to that before working out how I did. So I decided, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll give this Venus a chance. You know what? And it said something about 3 workouts a week. And I decided that, okay, you know what? This contest was coming up. I'm going to do this contest. I'm going to do 3 workouts a week, and I'm not doing any cardio. I'm going to prove these Venus people wrong. You've got it.
That was
I
your
said, I.
attitude?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I said, "I'm not going to do any cardio. Watch. Okay? Nothing's going to happen. I'm still going to end up being this way because I could not lose that weight." And, well, what happened is that you guys proved me wrong. Because it proved that I didn't have to do excessive cardio. Was I going in 3 days a week and pushing the weights hard? I was. I was really intense when I went to the gym, but I made up my mind that I was not going to do any cardio. Nothing. Just 3 days a week. I wasn't going to do anything extra. I wasn't going to do any boosters. I wasn't going to do any of that. 3 days a week. That was it.
I love the fact that your intention was to prove us wrong. So if you were right, what were you going to do? Call me or something and just
Yeah,
say,
for say I want my money back.
"Oh yeah, that's awesome."
Yeah. And I saw you guys advertise Venus on the Adonis site. You like, "Oh, your girlfriend can look like a fitness model." You guys are freaking right about that. My boyfriend's very happy.
Okay. So at what point do you think, like while you're going through it, you're like, "Oh, maybe I'm not going to be proving them wrong." At what point do you think it's starting to work?
Okay, so I was doing the workouts 3 days a week, and like the first month, I didn't really see that many changes, but like psychologically, I was starting to feel better. I know that seems like a little weird to say, but like my mindset started to change before my body did,
Yep.
and I was like, "Oh, I'm not really losing the weight," but I wasn't gaining any weight, so I had to like stop gaining. And I was like, "Okay, I'm okay." And I would look in the mirror, and it would seem like even though the scale wasn't moving, like for the first month, the scale didn't move at all, right? But I was starting to see changes in my body, and I was feeling like energized because I wasn't doing, I wasn't running 10 miles a day. And I was like, "Okay, I was running 10 miles a day to get to this point, and now I'm feeling good. I'm just doing 3 days a week." And I felt at that time that maybe I could try to do a fast. Sometimes I completed a fast, sometimes I failed. And I was still bad, but then I would realize, okay, let's say I had a 24-hour fast scheduled, and maybe I cut it short and I did 18. I was still eating less than what I would have originally eaten anyways. So it would end up being a win anyways. And maybe I didn't get to like the bikini body by week 8, but I got it by week 12. That's what counts. I got it. And I didn't kill myself to get it. And I had to prove to myself, it was really important for me to prove to myself that I don't have to kill myself to get in this shape. And even though I don't, even though I started off with a 24-hour fast, I didn't, I really maybe the whole time, I might have did maybe 3 24-hour fasts the whole 12 weeks.
Right.
Most of the time I did some low-cal, and I skipped breakfast. I did almost 16 to 18 hours. That's what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. I do that kind of. That's kind of the pattern I do.
Very doable for me. And, you know, there are some times like, man, I'm afraid I'm going to binge or something. And towards the end, I'm like, man, I'm feeling some weird, you know, weird thoughts about food. And actually, Roberta on the forum had mentioned AGD. Because up until then, I was still eating, like, really, really super clean still.
Oh, so throughout this whole thing, you didn't know about AGD?
Well, I did, but I'm like, what else can it teach me, right?
Oh, right. Because were you still partly, like, you knew better?
Yeah. Well, you know, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
But, so I got AGD, and it's pretty much, you know, you can eat whatever you want as long as, you know, work it into your, you know, daily calories. So I said, you know what? I'm going to have a piece of chocolate every day and night. And guess what? July into August, and now I'm still having a piece of chocolate every day and night. And you know what? It works. Like, I don't feel like I have to go out and, like, eat a jar of chocolate frosting.
So that was the first. Like, so is that the first time you managed to diet in a way that wasn't obsessive compulsive?
Yes. I mean, there'd be some days I would have a cupcake for breakfast. It's so good. And here's another one I want to prove you guys wrong too. Like, you know what? I'm gonna have a cupcake for breakfast. I bet you a week from now I'm gonna be gaining weight. It doesn't matter if it's within my calorie, you know, allotment. I'm like, did I just go down 2 pounds? Did my waist just go down an inch? And I was eating a cupcake every day. Of course, you know, I'm not really eating cupcakes like throughout the day, but like I planned it out. I threw it in there, and you know, if I have like this many calories I'm gonna have that day, you know, I put it in there, and it didn't make my waist go up. You know, everything like worked out. I was like, wow.
This is interesting. So at what point did it finally sink in that calories are king, and it doesn't even matter if it's bacon and cupcakes, it just as long as you get it in the right total?
I guess about, I got within an, I think within an inch of what I'm supposed to be, because I'm 24. I was 24 is my what I'm supposed to be, and I got to 25. Mm. Just when I finally, like, oh my gosh, I got to 25 eating cupcakes in the morning and chocolate at night. I cannot believe this. Well, yeah, I can believe it now. Not to say that I find that there's some certain foods that might bloat me, but now I'm like, okay, this is just bloat. It'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you know what? I can enjoy this. I can like go to bed and feel satisfied. I mean, how can you not go to bed and feel satisfied having chocolate?
Right. And then so at that point, did you ever connect the dots that the allowing yourself, you know, not to kill it, but allowing yourself some indulgent food or some of the food you like constantly, but in controlled amounts, is how you get rid of the binging episodes instead of restrict, 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 then give in?
Oh, definitely. You know, I know that I can have, you know, this. You know, like this cupcake. There's a cupcake truck that comes to. I work. One of my jobs. I have two jobs. One of my jobs is at University of Chicago, and they have a cupcake truck that comes. Like the best cupcakes in the world. Okay, mm-hmm. Serious. So I'm like, it's like, oh, I'll never go there. I'll never get one. And if I didn't get one, you know, I would feel like I should binge. Or what would happen is, you know, I would pass something I really wanted, and then later on, I might have a dozen.
Right.
And then I would overexercise it off. But now I'm like, oh, you know what? Hey, guess what? I can fit that into my calorie allotment, no problem. Mm-hmm. I just maybe have to have a smaller dinner.
Right. And so, was it scary at the beginning to even attempt that? Like, when you read it, were you like, this isn't going to work? Okay, well, I guess you said you were just going to prove us wrong.
Yeah, because I was, you know, I was doing it 3 days a week, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to implement all this stuff. And I said, you know what, if this doesn't work, well, I guess, you know, all the research must be wrong, but no, it worked. And I'm such a, like, I now know that I can definitely maintain doing this. When I think about, like, wow, I only did 3 workouts a week, and, you know, I, you know, was able to have a piece of chocolate every night, like, this is, I'm happy. I can, like, the look that I have in my, my final pictures. Like, I didn't kill myself to get there. I was like, I landed there really happy. I didn't overdo it on fast. I didn't overdo it on workout. I mean, like I said, I did work out hard when I was in the gym, but I wasn't coming in any extra days. I wasn't doing anything extra. The only cardio I did was I might have walked to work.
Yeah.
That's it. And so I was like so happy when I got there. I was like, wow. I said, maybe this is my maintenance look. Oh my freaking God. I guess I shouldn't say that, but I was like, wow. I said, I can't believe this. I didn't kill myself to get here.
Yeah, and I think your story's interesting because you're coming from a different angle where a lot of people they have to ramp up to the work. You had to ramp down, but it still proves that there's a sweet spot on from both sides. You have to do enough, but there's also too much, and you've been living a good chunk of your life in the too much.
I'm still gonna go for the 20 week, and I might actually add an extra day, but I want to, like, maybe work on maybe work on my shoulders more, and I might add in, like, the circuits for cardio, but I'm not gonna overdo it. I might, like, add in just one. That's it.
Yeah, well, I think you're at the point where you can refine and kind of be picky on certain things because you can see it, right? You've got a shape you like, and now you can mess around with that shape. It's not, you can literally pick a muscle group and work on it now, and it'll show up.
And that's what I plan to do. I have little things I want to work on, but I'm so glad that I'm like, oh man, I'm so glad I don't have to run 10 miles every day anymore, and I don't have to bike 60 miles a day. And I'm thinking about all the time that I missed, and even I think about back when, I was overexercising when my son was a year old. I was so addicted to exercise or thinking that I needed to do it to keep my weight down that I sort of missed out his first year. That's the truth, and I feel bad about it. But 3 days a week, hey, I love it. And like I said, I might do four this time, just because there's certain muscle groups they want to do. But I know that I don't have to kill myself, and I can maintain this way. And I'm just so happy to know that. Oh my gosh, that look. It's an awesome look, and it's maintenance. My God, what's going to happen in 20 weeks? I just can't, like, fathom it. I really can't.
Yeah, well, and that's part of the, I don't know if you've listened to us talk about the idea of not being the fitness person. It's kind of, you can be in shape and not be like into it. Like, actually, I think that to me is the goal. I don't, like, treating it like it's your job, that to me is a fail. I don't understand why anyone would, I mean, you can attest to that. It wasn't really helping you. It was just,
No.
you ended up in therapy over it. So
I did.
that's not the point. The point isn't to obsessively compulsively exercise. And even when you were light, you didn't like the way it looked. Who knows? You might have looked good and you just could never see it because you resented how hard it was to get there.
Oh yeah. I mean, everyone had compliments in my 20s. You look really good. Really? Yeah, maybe I did, but I have to run a, I have to train for a marathon every single week to look this way.
You know what? And if it
It's
takes that much effort and it's that miserable and you hate it, you'll know it won't matter how good of a condition you can get to, you'll never enjoy it. If it's destroying your life to get there, you could have arrived at the exact same look, but if the path there basically destroys your life to get there, you psychologically will never appreciate that look. You can't. You have to appreciate the path and
I
it's got to
didn't.
fit in your life and all that kind of stuff.
And like I said, I always thought that it took massive amounts of work and, like, miserable, being miserable and vomiting and all this stuff to, like,
Did that
get
not
that
did that
look.
not never listen to me, did that not never didn't that seem wrong to you that like did you not wonder like really is everyone in shape resent the entire time it's like resent literally their life to get there? Did you just assume being in shape meant a miserable life? Or I mean because
I
at that
pretty much
point
assumed, yeah, that to get that kind of body, you have to be miserable. And in a way too, you sort of like, not that I liked it, you sort of like torching yourself.
Yeah, well,
I
yeah, it's
started to actually,
self-mortification. No, I understand. It's a you wear it as a scar of testimony. You're like, look at how much I'm suffering to have this body.
I'm like, I deserve this, and if you're not working out as hard as me, you're not really in shape, whatever. Who cares now? Now I'm at the gym, and I've had people like, you're only here 3 days a week. Dang right, I'm only here 3 days a week. That's right. And like, they can't believe I'm only in there 3 days a week. One of my friends at the gym just like, how can you not be here all the time and look like that? I know, I do want to tell her that I'm gifted, but I know I'm not. I just have the right tools. I have Venus. And people still don't understand. Like, I have told some of my friends about you, but they're like, no, I gotta train for a triathlon to look this way. No, you don't. You don't. Because I have some friends that are training. I mean, I have a friend that got rhabdo. You know what that is?
Which?
It's like the CrossFit disease when your kidneys start to fail.
Oh, wow. No. Explain.
Yeah. So, you have a lot of breakdown in your muscle tissue, and your kidneys can't filter it out, and you eventually start going to kidney failure. I mean, that's how hard you work out.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. That's why I think the whole CrossFit thing is, it took a good idea and just ruined it. It took the idea of like a community and a group of people like motivating each other. Like it starts with a neat idea, and it is fun to train with a bunch of other like-minded people, but the idea of training till you puke is so ridiculous. And that's why I just can't take it seriously because it like doing the Olympic lifts and some of the dynamic lifts, yeah, they're fun. Like I do them too, but not like, and now they're like television commercials and different shoe companies are embracing the whole image of like
Oh gosh, yeah.
collapsing after your workout. Like that's, I don't get, I can't figure out the mindset of why people choose to suffer and then show everyone else they're suffering. I don't know if it's, I actually don't know where it's rooted. It's probably partly rooted in religion, partly rooted in. And it's just a simple way to get attention. I don't know. And I think people resent people like yourself now, where you've got it under control. And you're learning. You're still learning, but you've made huge strides. You've gotten to the point where you've backed off on the frequency of your training. You're getting more results with less effort. You can go enjoy the
Yes.
rest of your life. You can enjoy your kids now. And it's like almost like they look at you. It's like it's not fair. She should suffer. And
Yeah.
I don't
I
know
get that a
why.
lot.
But
Yeah.
people want to suffer and then want to see other people suffer. And I don't get it. And I don't get why you can't just be intelligently applying your effort and then just reap the reward of that. I don't get it. With working out, it's just so much of it because it's the self-inflicted punishment, like a workout. And so it's somehow you need to, it's this no pain, no gain garbage. Like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, you got to work out hard, but the experience of the workout should be enjoyable. Otherwise, you get what you had was you train, you hate it, you hate yourself, you're in therapy, you're obsessive, you're out of control, you resent the body that it gets you anyways. People are saying
Yeah.
you're in shape, you can't even appreciate it. What the
Yeah,
hell's
especially
a.
when you're downing four cans of chocolate frosting at night.
Oh, like how much do you hate yourself when you do that?
Yeah, I don't care what shape you're in. I don't care if you're like 100 pounds. If you're eating four cans of frosting at night and crying, it's not good.
No, that's not a
I don't
healthy
care what
life.
people tell you,
Yeah.
And actually, how I lost my initial weight too. Speaking of CrossFit, is I was doing CrossFit workouts. That's how I lost it, and then I cut carbs completely.
Cut carbs, yeah. And how long and how
Thank.
did, man, so
Yeah.
you've been through it all.
Yeah, and thank God for things like AGD. I'm like, I can have bread now, yay!
Did it not
Okay.
make you, I mean, at what point did you think you were going to be allowed to eat carbs again? Like, did any of this seem like a sustainable lifestyle? Or were you just gonna, like, weren't you skeptical? I mean, you were skeptical of us. I don't get how you weren't skeptical of the rest of that stuff.
Well, I figured that was going to be the norm. That's how you had to live to look good. And a lot of people I'm doing Venus, and maybe I don't do a full 24-hour fast anymore. Sometimes I'll do it just because it happens that way, and it's interesting because now sometimes I'll have 15 to 18-hour fast, but then sometimes like, well, I'm not hungry, and I'll take it to 24 hours. It's no big deal. I used to be antsy that I'm like, oh well, sure, I guess I'll do 24 hours. I just don't feel like eating. Right? And it's not a big deal, and people are like, oh my gosh, I can never do that. But you're gonna bike 25 miles today, and then you're gonna swim, across Lake Michigan with a, and you're telling me that I'm crazy? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it's to each their own, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that working out is a tool for other things.
Yeah, and then when you can't work out that way, like when that happened to me, I binged, and then I wasn't working out because, put it this way, I was so depressed between December and January, that I really wasn't working out as much. When I did go in the gym, I did work out hard, but I was still not working out as much, and I was still eating, binging really bad. I was like, when you don't work out that much, you better be prepared, because if you're still eating a lot, you can put that weight on. You are, you like, I think you had some podcast about not being, I was not a snowflake. I was definitely not. I was not, special. I gained weight just like everybody else when I stopped, doing excessive amounts of exercise. And it definitely showed, like when my Russian friend said, "You're fat, April." I was like, oh my God, I'm fat. Yeah. And it was hard going from like the in shape girl at the gym to oh wow, you're sort of fat and flabby. Now I'm like super in shape. So like, oh my God, and people are like I transform. Like people tell me, like every time I go to the gym, I'm changing. I'm sure that's going to stop pretty soon because like I've listened to the podcast where I'm going to stop getting that. I'm starting to get prepared for it.
Well, yeah, because the look you have now is so good, and you don't have any changes you make now are going to be smaller and smaller. Plus, it won't be long until people are just used to you be looking like this.
Exactly, but you know what? They definitely notice if I you know fall behind like they did you know back when they my friend said I was fat. I was like, but I needed to hear that, and I'm glad she told me that. That sometimes you know things are mean like that, but you need to be told that too.
So this is relatively new ground psychologically, emotionally, all that stuff. Do you feel, I talked to Liz about this and a few of the other people, have you ever sensed the imposter phenomenon? Like you'll go back to your old ways, or are you kind of aware of it but in control of it? You know what I mean? Like do you feel like you're out of the woods or?
I mean, I feel like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm in this body now with such, I mean, I'm not going to say that it was easy. But with, I guess the effort was more efficient, but with less effort, it's like hard to believe, like, man, did I really earn it?
Oh, I see, because you're so used to working so much harder and feeling so much worse about it, you almost think you got too much for what you put in?
Exactly. Like, man, I sometimes even like, maybe I should like go run a 5K this weekend or something. Like, before 5K would have been nothing to me, but like, maybe I should do something just to prove to myself, like, sometimes I'm like I'm searching for that pain, and I'm like, you know, let me reserve, you know, using that, you know, that pain for like, you know, lifting my weights hard. But sometimes I feel myself wanting to like prove to myself that I deserve to be here.
Think about the sentence you just said. You're searching for the pain to prove it to yourself. Isn't that almost, how bizarre is that?
Yeah, it's years of being warped by the fitness industry.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you know what? I wish someone had told me back when I was, you know, before I even stepped foot in the gym, about even before I had those protein shakes. Maybe if I had just remembered back when I was in the Army. Of course, you know, in the Army, working really hard too. But I wasn't eating that much. I wish someone had told me, you know what? Instead of exercising so hard, how about you not eat so darn much? You know, do you really need to eat that whole pizza? Yeah, you're 24, but eventually you're gonna stop dancing every night. You're gonna stop running every day. You need to just limit. Have one or two slices. Don't have the whole pizza. And I wish someone had told me that. Told me it was a lot about what you put in your mouth, too. And you don't have to kill yourself to, like, get in shape. And now, I wish I'd known this beforehand. But, hey, you know what? You live, you learn. And I'm going to try to be that person at the gym. People are like, wow, she looks good, but she ain't never in here.
Yeah, the idea is to make, well, you've heard us talk about the idea to make, never let them see sweat, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love that, and, you know,
which is
I'm
the
like,
opposite of what you were doing. You were letting everyone see you sweat.
Yeah, and now, like, I'm barely, I mean, I love going to the gym. I like the energy there, but I like getting the energy in 3 days a week. That's it, and getting in there maybe an hour. Sometimes I'm in there a little bit longer than an hour, maybe an hour and a half, because I'm really concentrating on my work, but it's a lot less than what I used to do. Maybe 4 or 5 hours a day? That's not good, and that's not healthy.
No, it's just too much. I think you're, really, I'm hearing a story of more, you're getting more out of less,
Yeah.
Or, and efficiency. It's just, the idea is intelligent effort, not just all the effort in the world.
And I got the shape that I had been searching for. All that hard work that I was doing before, all that crazy work, only got me skinnier with, like, no shape. And I was looking, like I said, a fragile doll. And I'm not getting that anymore. I actually had someone come up to me. I was at the drugstore, and this guy comes up to me. He's, like, this big, buff bodybuilder looking dude. He's like, hey, you know, you work out at the gym? I'm like, yeah. Like, you got some good arms. I'm like, holy heck, did he just say something about my arms? I can't believe it.
Is that the first time someone's commented on that?
Yeah. Oh, and I have to thank you guys too. I went to a club. One of my friends, she was having her 40th birthday. She was like, you know, crazy, and she wanted to go party it up with 21 year olds, right? I'm like, why do you want to go to some club? I was like, that's crazy. I said, they're not gonna listen. They're gonna look at our IDs and they're gonna be like, you know what? You guys are old. Just go to the back of the line. So we're in line, you know, and you know all these cute girls with the half tops and stuff. And I'm just a little bit conservative for the club. I have my abs covered. You know, I'm not gonna show that. Even though I know I could, I'm not gonna show it. So I'm there in my tank top, waiting to get in. And the bouncer sees me, right? And he's like, you got some nice arms. I'm like, thanks. I was like, and he goes, how you get that? I said, yeah, I'll do a couple push-ups for you. So, you know, I had to show off, right? So I went down and I did some diamond push-ups for him.
Yeah.
But I haven't done in a long, long time, right? There's a lot of things I haven't done in a long time that weren't in your guys' program that I'm actually able to do better. So I did him, and he's like, wow, how many did you do? I said, I could give you 20. So I gave him 20. He goes, you and your friends, front of the line, you guys get free drinks, right? I'm like, so we front line, they let us in the bar. I had all these 21-year-olds, and they gave us free drinks. Of course, I only had one because I had to fit it into my allotment for the day, but I still had one. Yeah, so it got me into the club for free. My arms, like, oh, my God.
So that's a side benefit.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's the first time I've ever heard of anyone getting in the club that way. And you knocked out 20 diamond push-ups. It's hard.
Yeah, and so this, you know, that. I guess, you know, most bouncers are, like, into being in shape, too. So, like, you know, how many abs do they see every day, right? How many arms do they see that are, like, you know, like, you can, if you see a woman with nice arms, like, wow.
Oh, yeah, no, when I was an undergrad, I was a doorman for years. So, yeah, that's big.
Mm-hmm.
That's big if he pulled you, right, specifically pulled you out.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, he noticed my arms and he let us in. Yay. So, yeah, I'm sure now my friends want to use me all the time to get in the club.
There you go. That's a new piece of marketing for us. Venus will get you into a club and free drinks.
Exactly. Yeah. Just keep it within your calorie allotment, you know, and within ATD rules.
Yeah, there's more to it. He's like, how do you get that? And you're like, well, there's too many things to explain. I'll just knock out a few push-ups.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, that's awesome. That's a first.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to? I guess we're getting close to the end here. Do you got like parting advice and sort of?
I guess you know, working out smarter is better than working out longer. You know, being smart about it, being efficient. You know, don't be afraid to look at yourself in the mirror. That helps. You know. Being sure that you're communicating with your muscles and your muscles are going to like really respond to you and they're going to work harder for you in that small amount of time. Really the biggest thing is just, you know, definitely implement, you know, ADD. I can't say enough about that. And I'm so glad Roberta in the forum was talking about you guys should be ADD because I was on the verge of another binge. Right? And I was still trying to eat super clean up until July until I read that book. Okay, I may not have gotten to 12 weeks and looked like that had I not gotten ADD. It's so important. Doing the fast to fit your lifestyle. I did 24, didn't really work out for me. So maybe I didn't get that 12-week look at week 8, but I got it at week 12. And not thinking that you have to kill yourself in the gym, you don't have to kill yourself. You can take your time, get your mind right, and your body will just follow. So that's pretty much my words of advice.
Oh, that's good. That's I mean, those were good words of advice, so I suggest everybody listen up.
Yeah, and I guess one more thing is, I can't wait till my high school reunion. It's like next year, 2 years from now. So I definitely am going to like keep working on maintaining where I'm at. So that I can walk in there and maybe I'll be voted like the best looking past student this time instead of ugliest. So, yeah, wish me luck, but I don't think I'll need it.
No, I don't think you'll need any luck for that at all. All right, so, well, this was a great talk, so thanks for being on the call. So
yeah, no problem.
For April Harkness, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.